Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. The Smart Thinking Podcast is dedicated to everyone and anyone who has an interest in the future of a child. That frankly means all stakeholders and anyone and everyone. The goal of my Smart Thinking Podcast is to support personal reflection, develop greater understanding, as well as to help us grow personally and professionally in our missions to help kids. This school year, we'll be interviewing politicians, physicians, policymakers, authors, kids, parents, teachers, and having deep discussions about the future of kids. The weekly podcast will be launched on Monday mornings, and each Monday morning it will be a short 7 to 10 minute podcast that will include reflective exercises, metaphors, and stories for you to use to propel yourself and energize yourself as you enter your week. Then, twice a month, I will be launching a Smart Thinking Podcast that is a little longer, 35 to 40 minutes. Maybe you can listen to it on your commute or when you're home at the end of the day. And that podcast will include my guests. My guests this year are people who have exhibited buffalo behaviors. And I'm going to get to that in a second. What is a buffalo? However, the podcast itself will focus on making sure that you have the opportunity and ability to grow empathy on policymakers, educators, politicians, authors, anyone who has an impact on a child in the future. The bi-weekly podcast with guests will launch next week, and the first guest of that podcast will be Governor Scott Walker. So, let's get to it. What I wanted to focus on today was helping you develop a mindset of optimism. Many times we face in our day a lot of different problems, and one of the things that many of us do not do is have kind of an obnoxious level of optimism. I only say obnoxious level of optimism because I've been described that way by a few people over the course of my life. And a few months ago, I ran across a story by Rory Vadden, who is the author of Take the Stairs, 7 Steps to Achieving True Success. And his story gave me a great metaphor that will allow me, as well as you, to reflect upon what are my behaviors each day. This is an excerpt from his book. There's a great lesson about success and leadership from studying the way the buffalo and cows respond to storms. In Colorado, where I grew up, we are world famous for the Rocky Mountains. What a lot of people don't realize, however, is that the state is divided almost exactly in half, and to the eastern part of the state are the Great Kansas Plains. Because of that unique topographical landscape, we are one of the few places in the world where there are both buffalo and cows in such close proximity. Now, when storms come, they almost always brew from the west and roll out towards the east. What cows do is very natural. Cows sense the storm coming from the west, and so they start to walk towards the east. The only problem with that is that if you know anything about cows, you know they're not very fast, even if they try to run. So the storm catches up to the cows rather quickly, and without knowing any better, the cows continue to try to outrun the storm. But instead of outrunning the storm, they actually run along with the storm. This maximizes the amount of pain and time and frustration they experience from the storm. Isn't that stupid? Humans do the same thing all the time. We spend so much of our lives constantly trying to avoid the inevitable challenges that come along with the difficult circumstances that our very own choices have led us to be in. People who are in debt constantly try to find ways around paying the bills. People who are unhealthy make rationalizations for why they can't do anything about it or why it doesn't matter. People who are struggling in their marriage are often trying to avoid the difficult but meaningful conversations that need to be had to reconcile that relationship. Problems that are procrastinated on are only amplified. I'm going to repeat that. Problems that are procrastinated on are only amplified. Waiting always makes it worse. So those cows, as they walk or run with the storm, only create more pain for themselves. Now, what buffalo do, on the other hand, is very unique for the animal kingdom. The buffalo, well, they wait for the storm to cross right over the crest of the peak of the mountaintop. And as that storm rolls over the ridge, the buffalo turn and charge directly into the storm. Instead of running east away from the storm, they run west directly at the storm. and by running at the storm, they run straight through it, minimizing the amount of pain and time and frustration they experience from the storm. Notice how it's the exact same storm. It's such a great metaphor for all of us because all of us are dealing with the same types of storms. We all have some relationship issue or health battle, financial struggle. We don't always get to choose whether or not we have storms. The only choice we get to have is how we respond to that storm. Be more buffalo. They charge directly into problems because they realize that procrastination and indulgence are simply creditors that charge you interest. What a great metaphor. What a great thing to talk to kids about. This metaphor and Rory's piece can be found in his text, but I'd ask you the following questions as we close out the Smart Thinking podcast. Are you buffalo? Do you procrastinate? Are you pessimistic? Or are you optimistic? Are you proactive? Do you actively head into the storm? They're facing us every day. The challenges in education, no matter what part of education you're in, even if you're a parent with kids, there's always challenges. And the question is, are you going to slowly walk with the storm in kind of a Eeyore pessimistic, I can't believe this is happening to me and this dark cloud is following me everywhere I go? Or are you going to be buffalo and see that cloud coming at you, the storm rumbling over the plains? And are you going to just charge into it? Get at it or get into it. Now, every day, every one of us has the opportunity and ability to make a difference in the life of someone else, especially kids. A positive comment, modeling to them the best way in which to take on your problems, modeling to them the best attitude, having a mindset that says, you know what, I can do this. So this week, as you head into your first week of school, I'd ask you to reflect upon a few things. What are you going to do different? How are you going to make sure that your mindset is such that it helps propel the future of a child? Before you go to bed, there are two questions I'd ask you to reflect upon to help you establish a buffalo mindset. As you're laying there, staring at the ceiling, and you're beginning to worry about or wonder what's going to happen tomorrow, I'd ask you to stop that mindset and that thought process, and instead ask yourself these two questions. First, what did I do well for others today? Take some time to think about that. What did I do well today for others? And then second, what will I do better tomorrow for others? And if you're in the kid business, you just switch out others for kids. What did I do well today for kids? And what will I do well tomorrow for kids? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast first episode. Now, as you listen to them in the future, there's a couple things you need to keep in mind. And I'm going to be as buffalo as I can in these comments. I'm not a professional. Some of these have sound that, well, you might have to turn it up a little bit if you've got it in the car and your earbuds. But there are a few people I want to thank. First is the Well Pennies. That's a band. The band that supported me and allowed me to use their music in my intro and closing. And second, the great staff at CESA 6. If you ever have any questions, if you ever need an expert, I work with and support a lot of experts at CESA 6. So here we go. Have a great week, be buffalo, and do everything you can in order to be optimistic, proactive, and doing what's best for kids.